All right, kids, here we are. Here we go. Good morning. Welcome. 6:02, Friday, December 3, 2021. Pleased to have you with us. Thank you so much for your time and consideration. How much time you give us? Well, I know it's important to you. It's important to us as well. We've got 4 hours to complete before we hand off to News and Views at 10 o'clock this morning. Before you know it, it's Richard Dixon and then Leland Live this afternoon. That is a part of 13 hours of live and local conversation on Talk 99.5. Allow me, if you will, as we do every day, to introduce you to those you'll be hearing from this morning on this Friday. There's Slim Rob over in the traffic center. He's gathering those traffic headlines as we speak. John Bird is pretending to say hello to Slim Rob. I know he's not really there. But, you know, what else is new with John? Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning. Oh, good morning.
No. Oh. You're fine. Oh,
okay.
It's over here.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it is. It is Friday. Yay. Jason Lee is over in the news center. He's gathering headlines as we speak and looking rather fetching. I think we need to get a photograph of Jason Lee.
He does look good
and
today.
Post it up on the old Facebook, the Twitter, etc., the social medias,
done.
the snappy grams and the Insta chats. Because He's got salmon pants on, and not everybody can pull off salmon pants. Not the fish, the color, John, and not everybody can pull that off. But let me tell you, Jason Lee's getting it done.
He's sharp.
He looks great.
He does.
He looks great. His salmon pants match his, what is that, a Hawaiian, I guess, shirt?
Yes, it's
in
not,
style.
Not the real one like you gave me that was inside out, you know. But still, it looks great.
Oh, I still have some clothes to give you, too, by the way.
Don't say that.
No, I do. Just while we... No, but, you know, this is brand new. They're great. Oh, they're great stuff.
I'm all about it, man.
Oh, no, it's great stuff.
Yay.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, wasn't for me, but it'll look great on you. You know.
I don't know what that means.
All right, so then there's you on the phones on a First Amendment Freestyle Friday, 545-9950. Birmingham Broker phone lines are available, 545-9950. And then finally, ladies and gentlemen, it is the piece that completes the jigsaw puzzle that is Matt and Val on Talk 99.5. But she's not here today. It's no Valerie Vining. I'm sorry.
Woo!
To. It's no Valerie.
Valerie!
There's no.
She's the best.
She's not.
Woo!
No.
Love her, Valerie!
She's not here. She's not here.
Hear him, John? God. No Val today. Why are we even here?
Val!
No, she's
no,
not.
No news.
No,
today.
She's
We're
not here. No. Jason, you have to. No, she's not here.
Why?
I'm sorry.
That just ruined my Friday.
I know. Imagine how I feel.
Yeah.
I know you're not here for me, people.
I'm okay, Matt. Matt.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yay, Matt. Yeah.
Matt Murphy.
Whoopity doo. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. There you go. All right. So here's what we'll do today, because there's a little bit of a little bit of station news that we have to announce at 7 o'clock this morning, or maybe a little bit before. John, Jason, do you know what this station news is? Do you know what the big announcement is?
Uh-uh.
I mean, besides
Friday.
Besides the fact that we're going to release you from your contractual duties, John. That's a joke. I'm kidding. I would never do that to Felipe. He needs a father with a...
A stable income.
Gainful, yes. Gainful employment.
Yes. No, I mean, Valerie.
Nobody
out.
Knows, right?
But you've already announced that.
Right. So Valerie's out today. She's got a little, and we talked about this yesterday, but for those who missed it, she has a little procedure that she's getting done on her ear. A little bit of it's not a melanoma. I forget what she calls it, but it's there's a particular word for it where you just got to get it out of there because it could be like precancerous or whatever. And so she's taking that off. Or she's not.
She's taking her ear off?
Oh, my God. I hope not. I hope she's not Van Goghing the thing.
She could part her hair on one side, I guess. That's awful.
That would work. Yeah, I suppose. But a doctor in good standing with the state of Alabama is apparently doing this procedure. And she will be back on Monday. Yeah. I, too, will be back on Monday, as will the rest of the crew. But we do have some proceedings to take care of, and I'm not supposed to do it before 7 o'clock. What do you imagine that it might be? Any guesses?
Does it involve dinero increased for somebody?
What, dinero?
Yeah, that means money. That means money in French.
Oh, you're hoping that there might be a little raise. Money, dinero, I don't think dinero is money in French, John. I don't think that's... Correct. I don't know. I don't know my French. I've told the story about Mrs. Whaley.
Yeah, money. Now I know that's American. So money.
You know, in the absence of Valerie, I'm compelled to speak to you, and it occurs to me why I don't more often. You know what I mean?
Uh-uh. Oh, yeah,
I get that, Matt.
All right, there's other matters to attend to on this First Amendment Freestyle Friday. I know it's December 3rd. I know we're checking out of the news cycle, but there's stuff to discuss. And we will do so. Hey, John Merrill met with Donald Trump. How about that? Discussing election integrity. He had a Mar-a-Lago visit. Perhaps we will speak with John Merrill, not this morning, but next week, on the matter. There is a report out there. Todd Stacey, our good friend of Alabama Daily News, first reported this. Maybe there was somebody that beat him to the punch, but I didn't see it. That Tommy Tuberville was attending a Katie Britt fundraising event. One would speculate that, well, it is pure speculation, but is this a matter of Tommy Tuberville supporting Katie Britt over Mo Brooks, or was he simply at the event just to be at the event, yada, 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 no big deal. Who knows? We got a big game this weekend, John. Big contest, SEC championship contest, football contest of skill, as they say.
I thought football was over.
Mm-mm. Well, it's about to be for some.
Yeah, it is. RTR.
You know what I don't like? You know what I don't care for? I don't like any of this. I don't like any of it. You guys know I've been in Alabama since 1999. I was a Georgia Bulldog football fan when I came here, and I have become a greater Georgia Bulldog fan being here. Because, you know, what are you giggling about? Why is that funny?
It just is.
I don't know what you're laughing at right now.
Well, you didn't. Wasn't that a joke?
No, I became oh. No. I was a football fan. Will you just listen?
Okay. Yes. Yes. Mic is off.
I was a Georgia fan when I got to the state of Alabama. I grew up in Augusta, Georgia, just outside, and I went to school at West Georgia, but I lived in Athens for a couple of years too. And I thought I understood what being a football fan was. Alabama and Auburn taught me different because, you know, Alabama wasn't doing so well in the early 2000s. But there was still an incredible fan base. I became more of a Georgia fan living in Alabama because you're kind of a stranger in a strange land. You get it now, John?
Okay, I see what you did there. That's pretty funny. Yeah.
You know, when you laugh at things that aren't funny, it makes me think that maybe I'm never funny. Do you know what I mean? Because one of your best attributes, John Burt, is that you think I'm funny. And, you know, I like that.
I do.
I mean, I don't get that a lot. But then you laugh at things that aren't funny and think, wait a minute, maybe he's just laughing at everything.
Okay.
Maybe John Burt is just high.
I've got it figured out. I've got it figured out.
What do you got? What do you got?
Your humor is like from another universe. It's just sometimes it's highbrow. You got to get it. You
up there.
You got to get it in the moment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes you are funny and you don't even realize it. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And see, I pick up. I'm very sensitive about that. Mm-hmm. So I pick up on that. So I'm laughing at something. You've said funny and you don't even realize it.
Well, thank you, John. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. I do appreciate you so much. Oh. Don't make me sentimental on this Friday. Oh. I can't handle it. Can't handle it.
Give me a hug at the
break. Speaking of not being able to handle it, I don't know what this big announcement is going to be. Who's going to make it? Do we know who's coming in at 7 o'clock to make this announcement?
Mr. Cumulus? I don't know.
I would assume.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does anyone have any guesses as to what it might be? John Bird's getting his own radio show. Maybe? You would know.
Yeah, I would know.
I think they would have told you.
Well, Matt, I have a big announcement to make. No, I'm just joking.
Do you have a prediction on the football game over the weekend?
Yes. And this is going to be very optimistic, but realistic. I think that Bama's going to keep it close.
Mm-hmm.
It will be close in the fourth quarter, but Bama will lose a squeaker.
Oh no! Support. Oh,
however,
well, okay.
However, there will be one of the biggest debates in the last decade as to whether or not Bama should be in with two losses.
Well, Bama's not getting in with two losses. I wouldn't think.
Yes, they are. They can.
Well, actually, they could if they just need a couple of upsets, right?
Right.
On championship weekend.
Right.
A couple of upsets. All right. So there's that. We'll get predictions all. We'll get predictions all morning long on that. So is Jacob Williamson, who is a student at the University of Alabama, speaking of the university, is casting his hat into the ring for the Alabama House of Representatives District 40 seat. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about yesterday at the White House with Press Secretary Jen Psaki, and it's almost a daily get-together with Jen Psaki and Peter Ducey of Fox News. They had an interesting exchange regarding crime that I want to talk to you about. Roe v. Wade, look, yesterday we had Jay St. Clair on. He couldn't be here today on Friday. And he talked to us about Roe v. Wade and how he thought the impact of this was going to be less significant than many in the mainstream media would tell you. But at the same time, I'm reading some of these comments made by the justices, and it truly does look like at least portions of Casey v. Planned Parenthood are gone. The viability standard, it looks to be over. At least if you extrapolate anything from the comments made by the justices, and that's a dangerous game. So there's that going on. And at 14 after the hour, I got Slim Rob, who's standing in my studio, and I expect that Slim Rob is going to tell us about a traffic situation. Good morning, Slim Rob.
Yeah, first I want to make a prediction, which is a big announcement is first.
What's that?
You get a new shirt line or something, man? You got some nice shirts.
Well, thank you.
Every day you've been coming up with new shirts.
I'm trying to catch up to you.
Gotcha.
Got to tear my game up a little bit.
So it's not a new shirt line?
No, well, maybe. You know, I don't know. We'll find out together. Yeah. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. We'll do that. But I-65 southbound at Valleydale Road, we got an accident blocking two lanes. So I'll have a lot of patience that way. So on I-65 southbound at Valleydale Road.
Well, that stinks. At least it's outbound, man.
Yeah, it's out.
I passed it. I passed this accident. I did. I passed it going northbound.
Okay.
And it looks like the authorities are there and they got it under control, but just be careful.
The traffic is backing up.
No doubt. Yeah. Well, I mean, people are going to pick it up as the traffic flow gets going. Thank you, Slim Rob. He'll be with us all morning long, helping you get around the roadways of the metropolitan area of Birmingham, Alabama. We've got more to come. Birmingham Broker phone lines are available 545-9950 on this First Amendment Freestyle Friday. Do not make me feel weird, because if you don't call me, if you don't interact with me, I'll feel like the only reason that you're here is Valerie, and because she's not here, off you go to somewhere else.
Valerie, woo!
No, she's not here today, John. I told you. She's not here. She's not coming, and she's not late. She's not going to be here at all, John.
All right. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. 545-9950, back in a moment. It is 6:20, Friday, December 3rd, 2021. Weekend upon us. Did I mention it's Friday? You heard the woman. Got to get down on Friday. Hey, we want to thank all of you weekend warriors, those of you who make our weekends what they are. Police officers, firefighters, EMTs, medical personnel, first responders, generally speaking, doctors, nurses, yes, restaurateurs, convenience store workers, thank you so much, because we take a couple of days off and you make that couple of days more enjoyable. We thank you for that. 545-9950 is the telephone number, 545-9950. In the absence of Valerie, I'll lean on you on a First Amendment Freestyle Friday. Any guesses as to what the big announcement is? Who knows? I don't know. I don't know what might come in the next 45 minutes or so. Ray J might have an idea. Hello, Ray J. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Missing Val.
Yeah.
I have a couple of predictions. The first one is, you're going to play Richard Dixon's Christmas song until Christmas.
That's a good one. Oh. You're talking about the George Michael tune?
I forget it. He played it yesterday.
Did he? He plays that game every year, right, where you're not supposed to hear the Last Christmas or whatever it is?
No, he actually has a Christmas
song. Oh, he has a Christmas song. Wait, Richard did a Christmas song? What? I missed this. Man, I need to get out more. I need to listen to Richard's show more.
And the second prediction has something to do with Andrew McLean maybe joining the station.
Andrew McLean. Now, see, here's the problem, Ray J. I love Andrew. Yeah, he's a great guy. But Andrew is a Tennessee fan. And we can't have that. We just can't have it.
Right. Gotcha.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Andrew is a great guy. I haven't talked to him in a while. As a matter of fact, I saw him. I have a photograph on my phone. I ought to post it. About maybe a week after, three, four, 5 days after the Tennessee-Georgia game, he stopped by the radio station, and he had his Tennessee garb on, Tennessee gear on. I had a Georgia pullover on. We took a picture together, you know, because we can watch a football game, be mortal enemies, and then, you know, come out of that as friends.
Yeah. If Georgia had lost, would you really be taking a picture with him?
Negative. That would be, okay. No, that's incorrect. What I thought. No. He would be dead to me. I think it's funny. Jay St. Clair said yesterday that he watched a football game like for the first time in 15 years. And St. Clair used to be a huge Tennessee fan. Took his son, et cetera, et cetera. You know, all the games. Told me that they would wake up on a Saturday morning, drive to Knoxville, watch a game, drive home that night. That's dedication, baby.
Those were the days in the 70s.
I'm reading this morning on the social media platforms that there's a dense fog advisory for parts of Alabama today, and I have no idea why. Did you get any this morning coming in, John?
No.
Nor did I.
Now, if I was still living in Bluff Park, there probably would have been some coming down.
Oh, yeah, on the mountain, yeah. No doubt. We've got five separate states now reporting COVID-19 Omicron variant. That would be New York, Minnesota, Hawaii, California, and Colorado. At least four of those five states have draconian-type lockdown measures that they have employed over the past several years in order to keep COVID off the streets, yet COVID keeps coming back. It's almost like it's a virus. Yesterday, Peter Ducey asks Jen Psaki why the crime, right? All the smash-and-grab stuff. I've got the audio. What Jen Psaki responds with, it'll get your morning going in the right way. Speaking of doing that, there's Jason Lee on First News. He's got a look at the headlines that you need to know about to get your morning started. It is Matt and Val with No Val on Talk 99.5 and Talk99.5.com. Hang in there. That's where we're going with this. Trust me when I tell you something, and I know it sounds dastardly. It sounds almost unbelievable, even for Democrats. But there are Democrats in Washington, D.C. that want this variant to be as bad as Delta. Matt, how can you say that? Because I know them. If Joe Biden and the rest of the Democrat cabal really cared about COVID-19, would they not shut the southern border down? Wouldn't they? Instead, they utilize COVID-19 to gain power and control over your daily life. They utilize COVID-19 in an effort to blame everything that's going on badly for the Biden administration on, well, COVID-19. To wit, Jen Psaki, yesterday, at the White House, speaking with Peter Ducey, listen to a little of this as Peter asks her about crime in America. Does Jen Psaki even believe what she's saying? There is zero chance that she does. It is this blah, 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 blah. She's the teacher in the Peanuts. Oh, yeah, the root cause of crime. These smash and grabs are a result of a constant drumbeat of anti-police rhetoric coming out of the mouths of Democrats like Jen Psaki, like Joe Biden. The defund the police movement created an atmosphere by which criminals feel like they can run amok in major American cities run by Democrats, and they can. Did you know that in San Francisco, I've never been to San Francisco, by the way. Would love to go one day. Well, no, I take that back. Not really. I would love to see the Golden Gate Bridge. I would love to see San Francisco from, you know, 1968. No, 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 John. Not dope smoke. No, you.
Yeah, dude.
Hippie. No, I would love to go to Haight Ashbury and, you know, wag my finger at the hippies. You hippies! Get a job, you bum!
That would be you and your pencil tie and all that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, with the horn-rimmed glasses and the crew cut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with the nice, the suit, the hat, the fedora hat. Oh, yeah, that's me. I'm about to go take a flight. Get out of my way, you filthy hippie. My God, these city streets look filthy. Next thing you know, they'll be pooping on the streets. And now they are!
Yeah.
Major American cities are being destroyed. In San Francisco, major retail outlets have decided that instead of window storefronts, you know, where the window displays, yeah, you know, walk by, oh, look, a nice pair of shoes. Let's go in and try them on. Get my size and see if I like them. Johnston and Johnson, whatever. They've boarded their window fronts up so that looters cannot smash through the windows at night and rob all of the merchandise. Looters are doing so because the police are so taxed and underfunded, they can do nothing about it. And Jen Psaki says it's all about COVID-19. Oh, yeah, COVID-19. And guns. Because you understand, if Jen Psaki's correct that guns are the root cause of violence, which, by the way, think about the premise of that statement for a moment. Guns are the root cause of violence. Guns have never killed a single human being by themselves. Let me repeat, a gun left to its own devices. I'm reminded of this story that came out about a year or so ago, and you might remember it, John, where someone in the Arizona desert, I want to say it was, maybe it was Wyoming, you know, one of those western, one of those states out there where the buffalo roam. Mm-hmm. Someone found a Winchester rifle that had been sitting in its location for 136 years. Oh. Like someone way back in the day had leaned a Winchester rifle against a cactus. I'm not making this up. Like against a cactus or one of those old, you know, Wild West trees. You know, you see them on the range, out on the distance, Anyway. Someone left a gun out there, and 136 later, because of the weather, it wasn't in too bad of a condition. God. Well, guess what? In 136 years, that gun never once killed anybody. Imagine that. Guns are not the root cause of violence, and never have been. People, bad people, root cause of violence. All right, Hot Rod is next. Hot Rod, good morning. Thank you for calling. How are you, sir?
Good morning, man. I'm doing fine. I wish Valerie well today in her procedure. I think maybe one gun did kill someone by itself. Maybe that's Alec Baldwin's gun. But
oh, that's right. Alec Baldwin says it just went off.
Yeah.
No, I didn't pull the trigger.
Yeah. I have a guess, and it's kind of way out there, but you guys are good enough. The whole programming is maybe you're going into syndication.
We are. That's right. We're going national, baby. A nationwide network of Matt Murphys and Valerie Vinings and Leland Whaleys.
That's almost scary.
I'm a little frightened myself, Hot Rod. Well, you know, in 20 minutes, we'll find out together. I don't know. It beats the heck out of me. I have this envelope that someone handed me earlier this morning, and it says, do not open until 7:02 a.m., and I'm to open it then and read the contents of said envelope. So we'll find out together.
Well, you guys are good enough.
Well,
if it's not it, I'd be surprised.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you, Hot Rod. We only hope to live up to those kind words. 545-9950. Laura is next up to talk San Francisco. Laura, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
I'm doing well. I hope you are.
Yes. I just want to make a comment on California and San Francisco. It's almost hysterical, funny, that, you know, they think they're superior in their thought process. We're just, conservatives are just backwards. But that's what they voted for. So I don't feel any sympathy for them. So let them take their medicine. Let them experience that. And, maybe they need to rethink how they vote and who they put into office. I mean, when you start calling Larry Elder the black face of white supremacy, I mean, maybe you just need to back up and think about what you're saying.
Well,
and what you're voting for. I've been to San Francisco. I've been several times. I've been to California. I have relatives that live out there. They have to give up 15% of their income on state income taxes. And that is why they're trying to pass that bill, Build Back Better, because that SALT tax, it reimburses those five blue states that have such huge income tax withholdings.
One of the amazing aspects of the state of California, because they are bleeding population right now, you know?
Yeah.
And these liberals that created this mess in California are moving, they're moving to Texas and Tennessee and Alabama and other red states, and they're voting Democrat.
Yeah, because it makes no sense whatsoever.
No.
It's ludicrous that you would vote for the very thing that drove you out of where you were before. And California is beautiful. It is like the Pacific Northwest is gorgeous. But they are like lunatics in their thought process.
It is a fascinating aspect of American life that we can have people that are so far left, and they cannot see the forest for the trees. I mean, they cannot understand how in the way. But because if you think about it, if you are a true believer in leftist philosophy and leftist government, then either the Democrats of California, the Democrats would argue that their state would be just fine were it not for what? The big bad boogeyman of business, or I don't know. They'll blame someone or something on their problems exterior to themselves. Well, if that's the case, then you should vote them out of office on general principle because they're not very good at their jobs.
Well, with Democrats, it's always somebody else's responsibility, or they need a path for their actions that is not their fault. And when Jen Psaki says root cause, that is just code for it's not their fault that they're burning, looting, and murdering people, because it's not their fault. They are a victim, and that is just code.
Well, I think you'll know where I'm going here, Laura, but you think about San Francisco, you think about Detroit, New York City, Boston, Philadelphia, Baltimore, you think about some of these cesspool areas of the United States of America. What do they all have in common?
Democrat blue state. Democrat rule. And let them have it. Just don't bring it to my front door.
Amen.
And I used to try, and I have some liberals in my family that think they're so superior in their thought process. But when you start talking, you take out of emotion out of a conversation, they cannot defend their position. It's all emotional based. It's not back. It's not on facts or logic. It's all on emotion and what sounds good. Build Back Better sounds good, but it's not good. They're good at putting out propaganda, but they're not good at running a country.
Well, and they have the mainstream press on their side. Were it not for media sycophants who would carry the water of their lies, I don't believe that Democrats would get the votes they get. And I think, and thank you, Laura, for the call, the vast majority of the American people see through it. I have faith in the American people. I have faith in the people of Alabama. I believe in Alabama and its people. Now, one would say, well, what can we do, Murph? We're just one state. Well, we can preach the gospel like Laura does to her liberal family members. That's what we try to do on a daily basis. Alan and Charles, we'll get to you momentarily. Big announcement coming in about 13 minutes or so. I've got the envelope, John. You can verify that I have not opened it.
No, you have not. I'll do a closer inspection during the break, but it appears that it is sealed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Absco Fireplace and Patio, let me tell you about this. Absco Fireplace and Patio have two locations to serve you. One is over on 280, the other on 119. More on that in a moment. They have Big Green Eggs. They have a Big Green Egg room where you can get all the egg accessories. They have great gift ideas for the holiday season. Go and see them and find out for yourself what they can do for your holidays. They can put that very special gift under the tree, if you will. And I say that because if you buy one of these extra large Big Green Eggs or the extra, extra large Big Green Egg, no way, it better be a pretty big tree to get the Big Green Egg underneath it. Go see them at Absco Fireplace and Patio. Like I say, two locations to serve. Highway 280 in Inverness, and of course, 119 Pelham State Park Road. Scott, Kathy, Joy, and the rest of the crew at Absco Fireplace and Patio. Back in a moment. Never been to Jackson, Mississippi. 545-9950, Friday edition of Matt Murphy and Valerie Vining, Matt and Val on Talk 99.5 until 10 o'clock this morning. 13 hours of live and local conversation right here on your source, Alabama People, talking to Alabama people about things that Alabama people care about. It was the genesis of this radio station from May of 2016 to right now, and we're proud of it, and we thank you for being a part of it. 545-9950, 545-9950. I love this. I love it, John. Have you seen what's on line one and two? I think every Auburn... Would you say, what percentage of Auburn fans are rooting for Georgia this weekend?
100%.
You think 100%?
Not true. There's a difference. True Auburn fans are pulling 100% for Georgia.
Let's find out. Let's find out from Alan in Alabaster. Alan, what's going on?
Hey, Matt. You remember me, don't you?
I do, Alan.
Big old Alabama Auburn fan.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. I'm 100% Auburn fan. We should have won that game. If it wasn't for the Alabama, I'm just not going to go into it, but I'm just saying I'm pulling for your Georgia Bulldogs, even though we don't like each other too, but we're pulling for y'all.
Well, you know, our rivalry is, you know, state to state, so it's always been kind of a little more of a friendly deal. I think Alabama and Auburn fans feel about one another like Georgia and Florida fans do, right?
Yep.
You know?
Exactly.
Well, listen, I think you got a good coach. I think you need another quarterback. And I agree with you about the outcome of the game last week. So, you know, we'll see. You know, what's frustrating, and Alan, thank you for the call. God bless you. Appreciate you. I can't tell you the number of Alabama fans, my friends like John Burke, that have said to me, if I've heard it once over the last couple of weeks, I've heard it 1,000 times. If you can't beat us this year, you're not going to beat us.
Yeah, buddy.
And you know, it wouldn't annoy me so much if it weren't true. If we can't win this year. I don't know. All right, we're coming back. Load them up. First Amendment Freestyle Friday. I'll open this envelope. We'll see what's going on. Here's Jason Lee, First News.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.